Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our special meeting of the Monday, the 7th of March 2022. Just remind you that an audio recording of the meeting will be made for minute-taking purposes and it will last the length of the open meeting. And the audio file will be available on the Council website after the draft minutes have been circulated. I'd like to welcome our elected members, and we have no apologies. I welcome our Acting Chief Executive Officer, Elizabeth Williams, our General Manager of Environment, Mark van der Pennen, our General Manager of Growth, Matt Grant, our General Manager of Wellbeing, Catherine Galena, Executive Assistant to the Mayor and elected members, Tanya Cregan, and other staff and members of the gallery. Also welcome Georgina from the Southern Argus and Danny from the Victor Harbour Times. Nice to see you both here. Would those who are able please stand for the local government prayer. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to grant thy blessing upon the works of this council. Guide us in our deliberations for the advancement and the true welfare of the people of the district. The Alexandrina Council and its communities acknowledge the Narrindjeri people as the traditional custodians of the lands and waters of our council district. Thank you. Remind elected members of your obligations under Section 74 of the Local Government Act of 1999 as it relates to conflicts of interest. Item 2 is the Index of Future Items, and 2.1 is an adjourned debate by motion from Councillor Farrier regarding the Gore Wharf Precinct Revitalisation Concept Plan Revision. It was moved by Councillor Farrier and seconded by Councillor Carter. Councillor Farrier.
Your Worship, with the leave of yourself and the Chamber, I would like to vary this motion by removing point 3 and having it for future reference, reference back to the 2012 Gore Wharf Master Plan.
Seconder happy with that? Councillor Carter?
Yep.
Apart from one thing, that number 5, which was included in the original...
And number 5, okay.
..one is not on that one.
Okay, I'll just give Tanya a chance to get it all together. Yep. Right, so that's what you... So that's the adjourned debate. So Councillor Farrier has spoken to it, Councillor Carter has spoken to it, Councillor Rebick had a question, so pretty well everybody who wants to speak to it can, and Councillor Farrier will still have his right of reply. So is there any discussion? Councillor Rebick.
A question, if I might, Your Worship. If this motion goes through, does it still allow us to then go forward and vote on any 3.1, so any of the options being A, B, C or D?
Yes, apparently.
And does it have any impact on carrying out any of those motions going forward?
So, through the Chair, if this motion is supported, it still allows consideration of the subsequent motion. The intent of this one largely aligns with option D that's been put forward.
Councillor Lewis.
I've just got a question. By deleting point 3, are we able to articulate that comes back at a future time in this motion rather than just delete it completely?
The reason Councillor Farrier is deleting point 3 is because those components in that he mentions in there are all part of the greater Gore Wharf Master Plan, which takes in 16 components, some of which have already been completed, which is Beer Flurry Lane, Gore Terrace and Goodell Street. So to include those, they're not part of this concept plan we're talking about today. So they're a separate item. that needs to come back to the chamber in the future.
Thank you, Your Worship.
Councillor Cummins.
Just a question, Mayor Parks. Would it be useful to actually adjourn the meeting and have a confidential discussion amongst the elected members?
Don't believe we can go into a confidential discussion. Vanessa?
I guess the grounds would probably be around the commercial in confidence with the finance funds and things. That would be my main reason.
So through the Chair, I might add a bit of context to that. If the discussion is to consider detailed costings of specific components of the project, I know that we don't have all of that detail to hand right now, so we would need time to consider that. I understand there's been some other conversation in regards to leases, and I would suggest that they are not particularly relevant to consideration of the items. They can be discussed at future opportunities.
I think some of the detail in the leases would probably be of a confidential nature to the lessee, so I would probably suggest that it would need to be confidential because of that reason.
And if you do want to talk about the existing leases, we'd have to go into confidence. But those leases have all, Elizabeth and I can't see any contribution to this discussion because those leases have all been to council and all been approved by council.
Okay, well, I need to go a bit further then. I guess there are some works that are required to be undertaken, and those works may well impact on the current contents of those leases, and there may be some discussion in terms of how that impacts on funding that those essential works.
So Vanessa's suggestion is that would be better put as a question with notice to the next council meeting. It's not going to affect the outcome of this item. It would certainly then give you the confidential information and any other information you might want as well in confidence as well. So is any further questions, Councillor Lewis?
Further to that, Your Worship, I concur with Councillor Cummins. Item 10, repair and maintenance under one of the leases, is something that I think should be discussed before we make any decisions. So I would second the option to go into confidence.
Well, we know we don't have an option to go in. So Vanessa, what's the process here? This is...
It's 10.1.1, 10.1.2 and 10.2.
Just wait a minute. We'll find it and we'll decide what we're going to do. So, councillors, if you wish to move that we go into confidence.
I do, Your Worship. Yes, please.
Yep. Tanya will put some notes on the screen. Councillor Coombs, do you wish to second that? Bit unusual, but still.
Your Worship, it won't take long. They're just questions that I think Elizabeth could answer.
Does this going into confidence affect voting on the adjourned motion? No. So do we do that first?
No.
Okay.
Unless it just has to, we just have to find the right part of the Act, the reason for going into confidence. That's all right. So it's been moved and seconded that we go into confidence. All those in favour? That's carried. So we go into confidence. So I apologise, members of the gallery, but we will have to ask you to leave and we'll call you back in quickly as we can. So welcome back. I'll just wait till everybody's sat down and... Now that we've got that all sorted out, so Councillor Scott, you wish to speak to it?
I just was asking if we can add to the end of number two, as in the words "as in described" or "as currently exists."
Move a seconder. Happy to add "as currently exists" to that. Yep. So that.
Yeah, through the chair, there's actually an option B1 that you've seen in the plans, which I think might be reflecting the design you're talking about there, Councillor Scott.
So in this one on the screen.
That's
not part of this motion, but it's in the options.
It's in the next item. So the next item, 3.1, recommendation. B1, it's referred to as sub-option B1, which means the car parking stays near the waterfront.
Any further discussion? Councillor Rabbit, you've asked questions, yep?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to it yet, but if it's modified to say as currently exists, then there will still be car parking if, say, B1/1 gets up. But if it says as currently exists, my question is, does that kind of preclude that change in B1/1, which is probably an improvement? It does. So I'm just suggesting to the mover and seconder that they consider removing that, otherwise it will make it difficult for me to vote on it.
Any further discussion? Councillor Lewis, you've spoken to it, actually.
No, I haven't. I've asked questions. I haven't spoken.
Oh, no.
Thanks. Can I just clarify that's going to be removed or not removed?
Well, the mover and seconder haven't supported it being removed. Have you? Do you want it removed?
I'll ask the question. In essence, you're suggesting that if we use the words as is, it's a loss of one car park?
I just think it's clearer if this is attachment one. There's a section in here that talks specifically about what I think you're trying to achieve there, which is section 6.4.2.3, which has a sub-option car park treatment with the showing where the car parks are right at the front. I think there's 10 off the top of my head. Right up against the waterfront where they currently are, but the current car park is gravel, and the improvement is it will be sealed properly, line marked. So I think where Councillor Webbick was coming from, if it states as it currently exists, that's with no improvement, just stays the same. B1.
I'm talking about the 19 car parks at the back, as well as the 10 beside it. That's what I'm talking about.
I was going to say, this motion only relates to the car parking that's directly adjacent to Hector's. It doesn't allow. We're not talking about the concept. This is just purely.
Scott, I'm not going backwards and forwards on this. You've already spoken and you've asked a question. Councillor Farrie is only clarifying it. So, Lewis, you've spoken to it now, I think.
No, I asked a question again.
Again.
Sorry. I will be supporting this motion. I think it's really important to keep Giraldi Park in place with a lawn surface. I will, again, request whatever the outcome of today is, that we look at how carefully that green area is looked after so that we protect the trees above it. I'm happy to see the car parking next to Hector's formalised and neatened. If you're spending all that money on a wharf, the car parking there needs to be sorted. Everything else really relates to the concept plans, except I think it's critical that there is a roundtable discussion with the stakeholders, and that they agree on the outcomes, because we've seen the community's response to being told that they're going to do X, Y and Z, and we need to actually bring the community along on the journey. Number five, that administration immediately begin the reconstruction of the wharf structure. My feeling is cognizant of the confidential conversation that we should recoup as much as we can from the current leasee, and I'm not sure if we need to put that into this motion. I'll let you figure that one out. And I also am very happy with Signal Point's roof and air conditioning being done immediately. But if we need to add the component in here about to seek some compensation from the existing, or however you want to word it, that we seek compensation from the existing leasee in terms of their lease and the conditions of their lease, particularly item 10 and 13.5, then that would be, as far as I'm concerned, I will support it. But I do think we need to document that we intend to recoup some of that cost. I'm not sure where you put it, whether it's another dot point or...
So through the chair, potentially we could look to incorporate that into dot point four in the conversations with the stakeholders.
So we add the leasees, and so you've got the friends of the... You've got all the stakeholders there except for Spirit of Coorong. You've got Oscar W, the Wolf Barrel. You haven't got Hector's and you haven't got Spirit of Coorong there. And so they're stakeholders, but they're also leaseholders. So we need to look at that particular clause that we just discussed in confidence. So I'd like to add that in.
Just let Elizabeth explain to Tanya what to put in.
I believe that 4 should stay as it is, and I think it's important that this is something completely separate from the spirit of number 4, and perhaps we should make that point 6. Also, I would agree with taking out the as existing, that last thing.
I think conditions with isn't too loose. Sorry.
We'll ask you in a second if you're happy with it. So does that cover what you were talking about?
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
So Councillor Farrier and Councillor Carter, you're happy with that? Yep. So any further discussion? If not, I will put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried unanimously. We just need to do one more thing. We need to pass a motion that we keep the audio of the confidential questions in confidence. So we have somebody move that. Move Councillor Cumins. Second to Councillor Carter. All those in favour? Against? It's carried unanimously. So we now move to item 3, growth, reports for council decision, and 3.1 is the Gore Wharf Precinct revitalisation project options. There's a number of options. We need to move 1, 2, and whichever option. Yep. Councillor Rebbick.
Hello, yes, I would like to move option 1 and 2B. Plus sub option B1. The
final component at the end, which is and approves the scope of works.
Yes. Yep.
That all puts it all together. So that's been moved. Is there a seconder? Councillor Stewart. Is there any discussion? You should have shaped when you have to speak when you moved it, so you've just got your right of reply now.
Oh, well, I had my hand up to speak to it when it came up.
No, well, we didn't at the time because we went on to the seconder. So we have to wait now until you write a reply. So does anybody wish this? Anybody? Councillor Carter.
Just a question. Which Are we voting on A or B?
We've got moved. We've got one and two. Two comprises option B.
Thank you.
And B1. And the final paragraph, which doesn't have a number on it, which speaks about, which says, and approve the scope of works.
I'd like to have a point of order because I wanted to speak to it when I moved it, and you're aware that I would have liked to have.
Yeah. Let me tell you what the rules and regulations are. Yeah. If you wish to speak to it when you move it, you say you move it and you speak. You don't then wait till I've seconded it and then say you can speak. So you now unfortunately have to wait until the end of the discussion. And you're welcome for you to sit and read the regulations, but that's it.
That's okay. I just, you know, I had intended to speak to it when I moved it, and it's a mistake. So I'm wondering if I can seek leave or for your approval to actually speak to it as I moved it, because it was just an oversight.
Well, if you let me speak, I'll find out. Would the Chamber grant leave for Councillor Rebeck to speak after she's moved it? Those in favour? Okay, so that's okay, it's carried. So away you go.
Thank you. Yes, look, I know that there's economic concerns about, you know, various options, but I think this option B ticks off on a lot of the issues that have been brought up by community and also by council. I think many of you may talk to the economic side, but I think we need to think of the triple bottom line, the economic, social and environmental components of what option B can bring. Option B brings additional car parks. While we still lose car parks, it still brings a number of car parks. It's the economic return to community that I really wanted to speak about. It brings us $120 million more in economic benefit to our community over C or D. It's the economies of scale that we really need to also think about going from, we had $1.35 million in the budget already, to go an extra $600,000 for these additional jobs, and also to remember that it is one of our KPI 1-1 of our strategic plan is to attract and retain residents to live, work and play in Alexandrina, and this will indeed create jobs. So going on to that social side of things, our town is crying out for the upgrade, and those with parents and kids need places to go, as well as our ageing community. It will create 50 more jobs than option C or D. And I also just want to appeal to you on the emotional side, the emotive side of this, that you may not have thought about. Suicides have gone up in our region recently. We have a population forecast increase, but we need to be able to make sure that it's balanced and that we can attract younger families to our region. From the environmental perspective, is that a KPI 2.2 from A2040 is that we work with industry partners to identify and embed nature-based tourism experiences and secure, protect, preserve and conserve our natural environment and enjoy our natural environment. By following option B, we will attract more people to our region, but also it brings forward some cultural opportunities for our community to learn more about the culture and the water space. As you know, I sit on the Murray-Darling Association, and understanding language and understanding the issues that we have with our river and our regions is very important, and by incorporating Aboriginal culture into the region, allowing people to come and experience that, gives them that connectivity to the water and to the region, and will then allow our people in our region to want to take better care of our region. So I'm appealing to everybody to think about the social, economic, environmental side of it. I know there's going to be some other economic discussions, but we need to spend money to make money, and we need to consider the jobs and the social side that it's bringing to the region, as well as the environmental side, not just that it may have an impact on our ratepayers. Thank you.
Councillor Farrier.
A question, if I may, Your Worship. The question is, would it be prudent, given option B, subpart B1, in that plan, it relocates the Oscar W down to the southern end and, in essence, will negate what we've already voted on, given probably option 3, which was we don't do anything until we've actually entered into negotiations, whereas this plan automatically puts it down the southern end. So I would suggest that we take out any reference to the relocation of the Oscar W in Plan B, and then it can stay as is. It's just some housekeeping.
We would need the approval of the mover and the seconder to do that.
But I don't approve, and we already discussed that if we voted on option 1, it didn't preclude us on voting on any of the option B plus sub options.
Councillor Carter.
Thank you. In substance, I agree with this, mainly because it gives the go-ahead for what's basically described in option D, because they're the things that we need to get on with and show some workings on the wharf. As far as the financial side goes, well, sounds a lot of money, but it is saying that these beyond D, the other parts won't go ahead until finance is secured, and that finance is about 75% of what it will cost us. So on that sort of basis, I think it makes it a worthwhile proposition to go on that. I'm disappointed with the fact that the movement of the Oscar W has not been agreed to by the mover. But I think that's something that she'll have to live with as it goes through. But that's about all I want to say. Thank you.
Sorry, thanks. Through the Mayor, I just wanted to clarify, if you're adopting, endorsing option B, that is the Oscar W moving to a purpose-built facility. So then there would be two commercial tenancies in the wharf shed. If members didn't want to lock that in at this stage, based on what you've just moved with the adjourned debate around discussing arrangements with lessees, there is a provision in those recommendations under that last dot point, which is the last paragraph where it says and approves the scope of works as described in option D. The paragraph just before that, which states further information on element 9, future development opportunity of the plan and the use and space allocation within the wharf shed, will be presented to a future meeting of council. Those words could assist if you needed.
Ask the mover, and you are happy to, are you prepared to include that paragraph that Matt just mentioned?
So further. I guess so.
And Councillor Stewart, the second, are you happy with that? Yep. So, Councillor Coombs, did you wish to speak to it?
I've just got a question, if I could, because I just want to make it crystal clear what this motion actually means in relation to grant funding from the federal and state governments. I mean, we're looking for 3.98 from the feds and 1.99 from the state. If either or both of those are not forthcoming, what is then the actions council will take? Will it then proceed and with the whole of the development anyway, or not?
So through the chair, similar to a lot of these projects we look at, we anticipate the costs and look for the funding. If we don't secure the funding, then we're unable to deliver the project. So that would come back to the chamber for consideration as to whether we would undertake that with council funds or continue to wait for a different funding stream.
Yeah, and my other question is in relation to the Oscar W. This option puts in concrete that the Oscar W will move down to the end of the wharf or not?
I understand it from Matt. No, it doesn't. It now leaves it, which I think is as it should be, with the opportunity to discuss and work with the stakeholders in the wharf precinct over the arrangements about their tenancies and where they are and what we do.
So it remains as a preferred option rather than a concrete option?
It would be remain. I think it just remains open for discussion, Matt. Is that fair? That would come, and after that discussion, that the outcomes of that, those discussions would come back to council for approval. Councillor Lewis.
A follow-up question. So the wharfshed tenants and the Oscar W with this clause, because if you're talking about moving the Oscar W and we decide not, both of those tenancies need to be come back to council for approval? No, but I'm just checking, because we only talked about Oscar W and I want to make sure that we're all on the same page.
When you listen to the recording, you'll hear I said discussed with the tenants in the area and bring the results back to council. Consultation with every tenant down there.
Okay.
Councillor Scott.
Sorry, well, I'll speak.
I'm afraid that for a variety of reasons, there is no way in the world that I can support this. For a start, I think it's totally irresponsible. Unless I have misheard, we don't have the extra $4 or $5 million in our hands. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. We do have the money for option D. If we tip in a bit of extra ratepayers' money, we can do option D. I refer you to the plans, and if you look at the plans, option D does most of what we really wanted. It does the upgrade of the wharf shed, it does the upgrade of Signal Point, it does the upgrade of the car park out there on the western southern side. Unfortunately, on option D, there is no reference to landscaping, which the place desperately needs, but we have this very loose comment about cycle and pedestrian linkages. Now, I don't think we need any cycle and pedestrian linkages. There was talk at the address here on last week, a couple of weeks ago, about doing the pathway up through under Signal Point, under the archway, towards the RSL. I've walked up that. And that is a blatant waste of money. I'm sorry, it is a blatant waste of money to pull up that paving and relay it with something else. We are dealing with public money, our own ratepayers' money here. And the country has had an absolute belting. It's got unbelievable debt. And we're thinking of going to some Father Christmas looking person to give us another $5 million to do something which is of a very little material benefit. If you like to, in option D, throw in another 350 local money, million, thousand, you'll get the building down at the end, which was where the Oscar was talking, was suggested it would go, but I'm not suggesting they should go there. There's been no comment about whether we'd actually like a building down there. I went down there today and it is open space. If you look at the intent of what we're trying to do here, we're trying to improve open space, we're trying to have improve infrastructure and improve car parking. Well, the moment you put a building there, you're suddenly going to block off a whole lot of the area. I'm fairly open-minded about it, but I just wonder if everybody realises that once the building's there and it's blocking that vista, it's going to block it for the next 50 years till you pull the thing down. So we're about to have a state election. Who knows what's going to happen there? And it may well be that there's no money available. We're just about to have a federal election. Who knows what's going to happen then? And this is where the money's supposed to be coming from.
It's two-thirds of what the original budget was, is what we want to finish the thing off. I mean, it's just, to me, way beyond the pale. And at the end, you've got to remember, it is an historic wharf and railway. First railway in Australia, the end of the whole river trade system that went right up the Murray-Darling system. And so, therefore, there needs to be some historic element left. We don't want to transfer everything in and say, well, this is where it was, but now we've polished the boards and now we've done this. If people come down and see that old paddle steamer there, it is reasonable to expect that there'll be some element of that old style there. This is where it all happened. And I think that we've got the upgrade to the wharf shed. We're going to have the end of the cafeteria at the end, or the wharf barrel people. I've appealed to the Oscar people if they stay there, which I have no problem with them staying there at all, but I've hoped that they would compromise and perhaps move to the southern end. There's actually considerable advantage of them going to the southern end, because they can overflow when they're doing maintenance, overflow down on that bottom side where the wharf barrel has that picket fence. You've got the crane there, which they relate to. And the whole thing would be good. Plus, you've got the cafeteria at the top end, all wharf barrel, winter time, much more sheltered, lovely spot. And that's the only compromise that I've sort of asked the Oscar people if they would look at. And I hope that they would do that if this goes ahead. But for your extra $5 million, I mean, you're getting a bit of lawn here and a bit of that there, and all these other things that actually don't really make a huge amount of difference to the essence of what the wharf's all about. So I'm suggesting let's be responsible with our ratepayers' money and the community's money, because the other $5 million will come out of the pockets of the 6 million workers that pay taxes and a few others. Let's be responsible. Just bear in mind that this is here in Gould. We've already just spent $10 million at the Oval. What about the Ashbourne's had nothing? We've got stuff waiting to be done at Port Elliot. What about them? Why are we suddenly doing this? We can always do this in a stage thing. Let's do option D, fix up some of the other places, and then say, right, well, let's do a bit of an extra thing on the wharf. And so I'm suggesting vote down option B. I'll foreshadow motion that we do option D, and then in the future, if money suddenly appears again, we can do a bit more. But don't waste money on the... Don't waste money on footpaths, digging up footpaths. Don't change the car park. We've got an ageing population. Every one of those car parks down there is valuable next to Hector's for the elderly to come down, shuffle into Hector's, shuffle onto the boat, and then their car can go away or whatever and be parked in a long-term park. Make it two-hour parking so people can get down there, enjoy the wharf and go away and not have to hike, because the elderly just won't do it. They say it's too far. It's a long way to take a walker from that car park right down. So let's have some compromise, do this, do D, give it a birthday, and look for money later on, and share some money around the other towns. Thank you.
Just for clarity, the motion only envisages spending $7.5 million on option D, unless there's more funding available. That's be very clear. Councillor Lewis.
I'd like to speak to it, but I also have a motion that I'd like to foreshadow, and I've typed it out for the staff. If I can I send that through?
Well, you can say you have a foreshadowed motion.
Okay. My foreshadowed motion.
We don't want that.
No. Oh, okay. So the reason I have very mixed views about this, I'm looking at the finances. I go back to three budgets ago when a $75,000 marketing plan increased our rates. And so there we're looking at huge amounts. I can't possibly support a motion that doesn't really tighten up the finances around what we're going forward to. So I think we should spend the committed 7.5. We've done that. We've committed to that. That we should fix up the wharf area, and we should look for compensation from our leaseholders around the wharf area, and that the $950,000 grant for Signal Point be expended and acquitted, so that that's done. So the wharf and signal point get done. Let's see how much money is left out of the $7.5 million after the wharf has been done up, and then come back and decide what we're doing. We have already passed a motion that the stakeholders are going to communicate and work out what's best. That will be one of that'll be items of these different plans. But we don't actually know what we have left from the $7.5 million when the wharf is fixed. It could be $5 million, it could be the whole $7.5 million to fix the wharf. We have no idea because we haven't been given any firm figures. So to make decisions about our ratepayers' money without that kind of detail is really hard. And I just think, given that the costs have gone up 30% since 2019, we're going to get a shock when that wharf gets done up. So my foreshadowed motion will cover getting the wharf fixed, getting signal point done, coming back to the table with all these pretty drawings and working out what we can afford. Because at the moment, we actually can't. We're looking at petrol prices going up because of what's going on in the Ukraine. We're looking at interest rates going up globally. This could blow out even more. So we're saying that it could go to 15.46 million or whatever. And what if we get another 30% on top of that in the next 2 years? What kind of legacy are we leaving? Not our children, our grandchildren. This is multi-generational debt, and we're at 91% debt ratio. So I think we should be very, very careful about what we spend.
Councillor Gardner.
Thank you, Your Worship. As a council, we all agreed that the school wharf precinct project, the master plan, would go out to the community. When it first came out, there was general consensus around this table that this was a great plan, Plan A. And we have discovered that there certainly is a major issue around funding. From my point of view, I want B. I have always wanted A, but I was willing to listen to all the community consult, the people who were on the wharf, which included the volunteers and those who had businesses, and I listened very carefully. If we remember, within this report, over 60% of the people that were consulted wanted this plan. The number of people who have emailed me, contacted me just in the last few weeks have said, for heaven's sake, don't dilly-dally anymore. Are we a council who actually can make up our minds and follow through on an extraordinary plan to revitalise our wharf in a way that it has never been revitalised ever before? We are not in the 19th century. We're not even in the 20th century. We're in the 21st century. The wharf is a disaster at the moment. It needs a great deal done to it. I am well aware that the wharf itself requires an enormous amount of work. Signal Point certainly needs to be done. But if you look at the wharf shed, and I promenade up and down that wharf, rarely going to any of the businesses, but I walk with my dog very, very often up and down that wharf, right across, up the hill and along the river. That wharf shed is a disgrace. It's over the 100 years or 150 years it's been modified from a shed roof, just having supports right from the beginning, and then all sorts of things happening to it over a period of time. It's not what it was originally. We have an opportunity here to make sure that the wharf shed itself looks beautiful. It's going to encourage people down. It's going to give businesses an opportunity to spruik their wares, to invite people down, to have a whole lot more people promenade that wharf. Oscar W is going to have a fabulous opportunity. The volunteers are going to have a great opportunity to get a new shed. They will be consulted as to how big it is, just what it contains. They are going to have a great opportunity. And the wharf, the Oscar W shed, with the Oscar W outside of it, means that the whole of the wharf is activated from one end of it to the other. I am concerned about the money, but I'm confident that the staff will secure further funding. You know, residents of our town want the change. Do we want to fuddle-duddle around waiting for years and years for an opportunity that may never come again? I am really disappointed that people around this table are putting up so many objections to this fantastic master plan, and I'll be voting against anything that I believe will jeopardise Plan B.
Councillor Farrier.
A question, if I may, or perhaps somebody might be able to provide an explanation. We've talked about option D at $7.5 million, but my understanding is that option D really is plus $1.35 million. So it's not $7.5 million, it's $8.8 whatever. Is that correct?
No, it's 10 point whatever it is in there. The exact figure, I'll tell you. That option D is now, because of the cost increases, it's 10.2, and we've got 7.5. So the opportunity is either start option D, do the wharf, do signal point, spend 7.5. If we can't get any more, we spend 7.5. But certainly the intent is well and clear to go and try and seek further funding. Any further discussion? Councillor Keeley.
I live in Strathalbyn, so I haven't intended to say very much, other than what I see in this recommendation, that we're not going to spend money we don't have. And that we will spend the amount of money that we have in grant funding, and that if we're able to secure additional funding, well then the rest of the wharf amendments would wait until that money was available. So based on that, we're not committing extra money to our ratepayers other than what's already been established. I'm happy to support the motion.
Any further discussion? Yes. Councillor Maidment, you haven't spoken.
I too, live at Strath. It doesn't impact us all that much, but it's something Goolwa needs, is a revitalisation of its wharf. If you do nothing, you'll always get what you've always got. And if you go down there presently, it's not a very inviting place and does need some revitalisation. I too have every confidence that grant funding can be sourced in the future. We're going to do the basics now, and we're going to stop there and proceed on the basis that grant funding is found. I think this is definitely the way to go, and I certainly support this.
Any further? Councillor Lewis, you've got a question?
Yes, I'm just looking at the chart with the costs for option B. We go from what we've already committed to adding another $640,000. Is that correct? And we still have to get the other six million. So we have to get 6 million and we have to put in 640,000 extra to the 7.5 we've already committed to.
Through the chair, so we have 7.5 million. The cost to deliver what we need to deliver, as according to the grant funding partners, is 10.2 million. So we need to borrow 1.35 million and we need to go back to either of our funding partners to make them clear that we've had that the cost has escalated because of reasons out of our control around COVID in the last 2 years, which won't be new news to them because they're getting it on all other fronts. So the base case is the council will be contributing 1.35 million more than currently. So we currently have 2.5 million of ratepayer money towards this project because the other five is from state and federal funding. So 2.5 plus 1.35. Then on top of that, the difference between option D and C is an additional $500,000 or an additional 640 for option B. So we need to secure 1.35 million from our external funders and contribute one a matching to leverage that as well.
So can I ask another question? So has there been any consultation with the federal government, given that we've already committed? I'm not sure how much the 7.5 we actually committed because it's not here in the table, but we have to add another 1.3 if we go for option D, which is the plan that got funding. Can we go back to the federal government and say we're only going to do to 7.5 because of these reasons? I mean, and could that 1.3 then that become the negotiation point? Because I just think that we're jumping into more and more debt without actually finding out whether the federal government is going to come to the party for any of the options. And so it's really hard to make a decision when we don't know what they're going to come to. Yes, everyone would like option B, but with Oscar W staying in place, please. But, you know, we actually can't make those decisions clearly until we know what the federal government are going to bring back.
So to that point, Councillor Lewis, we've obviously done a huge amount of work and we want to share all that work with the funding partners so they understand the full picture, and then we can have the discussion around the funding. For them to get a request for additional to fill the gap from what it was costing in 2019 and now will not be a surprise to them because it's happening across every single infrastructure project across the state and nationally. But we really need to know, I guess we're looking for direction on, as an overarching master plan, which plan does the council have a support for, and then we take it from there.
So have any other councils gone back with projects and said we can only do what we funded straight up, not going with the 30% increase? I mean, have councils played hardball with the federal government over this, or are we just, you know, adding to our debt?
I can only talk about this council, but Angelo might have something.
That's yours. That's what you can do.
Yes. Do you want to talk to that? So option D is really as asset renewal. It's replacing like for like. So the funds that we will need, what the discussion we have to have with the funding partners is go back and say, due to the cost escalation, we're going to need to just do pure replacement. It won't be a revitalisation. It won't be enabling infrastructure. It will be asset renewal, which is core business and responsibility of council. But we need to have the discussions with the Regional Growth Fund and Building Better Regions Fund.
Any further, Councillor Farrier?
Yep. Question, if I may, while you're there, Matt. My understanding of reading the options were, if we go with option B and we don't get government funding, which is $6 million, the way I read it was that that liability then falls straight back to the council. And we're now then expected to spend not only $6 million, but another $2 million, plus the $10 million. It's an incredible amount of debt, and I have a real problem with that. I actually do like option B. However, I don't like the liability of the debt. So if you can assure me that council is not going to get lumbered with a huge amount of debt if they don't come good, then we'll see where we're going.
Just one quick comment. With option B, any of the options, all of them are subject to co-contributions, so we won't go anywhere. We can't do anything unless we have that matching funding. That's why the recommendations, it was quite challenging to set them up in the way they have been set up. But that's why that last one, which should have a number 3 in front of it, highlights that as a minimum, the core asset renewal will happen in option D. And then the option B or C become the vision that we would try to get more money for down the track to do.
Okay. If that was the case, why within the options have we then turned around and it calls for us to record this debt in our long-term financial plan and only offset it if we do get grant funding? You're saying that we've got the debt already. Once it's in the long-term financial plan, it's there, and it becomes a liability. If what you're saying is correct, we shouldn't be putting it in the long-term financial plan. Okay.
Thank you, through the Chair. So when we enter this into the long-term financial plan, we would put the anticipated additional expenditure in conjunction with the anticipated additional income to provide a net position for council, and it's usually that net position we hold ourselves to. So if we don't get the additional funding, then the additional expenditure is not there to spend. We often do get, though, funding partners asking us for evidence that the projects are included within our long-term financial plan, so that's where it benefits from having the full value of the projects in there, even if they are subject to funding.
One final question, if I may, then. So just so that I've got it clear when I come to vote, if we go with the motion that's up there at the moment, if we don't get government funding, we basically revert back to the $7.5 million that we've got, and then we do whatever work we can. And the way it's read now, we're not forcing the Oscar W down into the southern end. It'll be by negotiation, and we'll work out what's best for everybody. That's it? Okay.
Correct. Councillor Bradford.
So this has been a challenging discussion to have, and I appreciate all the work that's gone into providing these options and the listening that was done for the community. However, I'm not keen for us to go any further into debt. I think our asset to debt ratio is too high, and I guess I've been further moved to, you know, thinking about the floods in the eastern states. It's one natural disaster that could really send us, you know, over the edge with not being able to borrow any more for something that might happen. And I guess I feel that, you know, a bird in the hand, the money that we've already got for option D, is better than two in the bush, and we don't know what those situations might be moving forward and sourcing funding from federal and state governments. You know, I've had quite a bit to do with funding and grants in my previous employment, and you never can really count on it until it's in the bank. And so I won't be voting for this option. And the other thing, I feel like Councillor Scott, you know, Goolwa is the riverboat centre of Alexandrina, so they carry that historic weight on their shoulders, but they do it, Goolwa does it on behalf of the whole of Alexandrina, so including Malang, which is my hometown, and the riverboat heritage there. You know, we have the Oscar W, and we have the wharf shed, and yes, it has been altered, but what older buildings haven't been, had some alterations over time, and there is that strong connection with Steam Ranger. And so I actually think that more focus on that heritage side of things, as well as should be more strongly considered. People will come because of that uniqueness, not necessarily because there are nice eating places there and cafes, which from my own experience I can tell you are you know, a dime a dozen really, they're all over the place. So so I won't be voting for the motion as it stands at the moment, but I am supporting option D if that should come to pass.
Keely, you've spoken to it. A question?
I've had two conflicting explanations of what will happen now as to regard to B. The explanation to Councillor Farrier was that if we didn't receive the additional funding, we wouldn't be incurring any debt. Is that correct? And in doing so, that means that we have something in place for discussion for future grants. So that's not there, we don't. So there's no additional, so I think shaking your head, yes, nodding your head. So there's no additional obligation unless we get the additional grants. So therefore, we're not going into further debt. It's got nothing to do with anything else. That's the way I see it.
Councillor Cummins.
Yeah, look, I had a question, and it really is in relation to option B versus option C. My understanding previously was that the difference between B and C, even though the paperwork shows some other differences, was essentially that in B, the Oscar W, our preferred option is for it to go down the wharf, and in option C, our preference would have been for the Oscar W to stay where it is. Now, I know all of this is in discussion with the stakeholders and obviously with the Oscar B, so I guess in... Am I right in thinking then that option B is our preference going to be we want Oscar W to move, and if it was option C, we don't want them to move, we want them to stay where they are?
Well, part, that was the, that's what's in there as far as I understand it, but part three, the last paragraph, allows further discussion on the location of all the stakeholders down there in that shed, and including Oscar. And the difference is, I think the difference is the cost of the extra building, isn't it? Yes. Yeah. Matt, yeah.
Yeah, through the chair. So what we have really is a bit of a hybrid at the moment, because you're right, option B is Oscar W moving to a purpose-built facility for them, not for any other use, purely for them, creating a riverboat sort of precinct down that end where there'll be some other elements. Option C is the half of the shed or a section of the shed staying commercial tenancy like it is now under a lease arrangement, and the other portion being for the Oscar W with some improvements so they can operate. But option C, you will notice on the plan, has a dotted line around on the lawn down the southern end called future proposed development site. So what this hybrid or this addition of this comment means in the recommendation is that we can have discussions with private sector. We can have discussions with the Oscar W, and we can have discussions with the current leasee around how that could happen. But there's a fair bit of work to make that happen. But we would need to report back to council on that, and that's around tenant mix and it's around funding, because the cost of building the shed for the Oscar W was circa $350,000, of which with grant funding from both tiers of government, it's equivalent of about a $90,000 contribution from council. If that building was for hospitality use, it would have a different specification and have to meet different building code, which would make it more expensive. But there could be a private investment into that, and not a council investment. So that needs to be worked through, and I think that change makes that capable.
Councillor Gardner, you've got a question.
Yes, Your Worship. Am I to understand that if there is a commercial development down at the southern end, rather than having Oscar W volunteers there, that we wouldn't have a dog's hope of getting grant funding? It would have to be a private enterprise. Is that right?
Through the chair. So generally, government grants don't fund commercial operations, so it'd need to be costed in a different way, whether it's through private investment or council and seeking a return on investment. Yep.
A question while you're there. You mentioned about we can have discussions with various individual people. I go back to the original motion that we had. Your discussions will involve a round table with all parties involved, and it will be of a formal nature?
Yep, correct.
Any further discussion? I think we've just about done it to death. So, Councillor Abbott, you'll close the debate.
Thank you. I just wanted to say well done to everybody. I think we have carefully considered and thought about all the options and made some really good compromises for our community and for each other. And I think that it's brought up lots of emotions for many, many people in the community. We've had lots of feedback. But just wanted to point back to a few pertinent points. The markets now under this option get what they've asked for. The Oscar W and the Wharf Barrel Shed primarily get what they ask for, pending discussions. There'll be discussions on lease costs. Hectors get their car parks. We get the vision that we need, that the community has asked for, that provides the activation of the space. It retains the heritage value of the wharf, which is very much part of the plan. For an additional $600,000 in rates, we gain $120 million in economic value to the region. So we need to think about that. We need to spend money to increase the economic viability of the region. Main Street is seriously suffering, and many, many businesses in this town have suffered for a long time after the Millennium Drought and then the drought in 2019. We will get 50 more jobs, bringing more people into the region, improving our economy and our ability to pay rates. If we don't go for it, we lose the vision and all of the work done by council, and it will cost more to come back to it at a later date. We know that. It's been pointed out to us time and time again. We look at the Mount Compass playground and how much that blew out by delays. This project has cost more because of the delays, because we've had to go back and listen to council, but because of the delays we've put in ourselves to carefully consider this. But if we delay it for more, the cost is going to go out more. We won't flood here. It's not going to affect the wharf. Even in the worst floods ever, our river in the region only rose slightly because it blows out through the lakes, other estuaries, and we also have a huge number of barrages to let water out to sea. Gawaha Marsh Island Ward Councillors 3 have spoken up today that they want it. They're in touch with the community. 67% of the 1,000 people that were consulted want this. So, and you have to think about the people that were consulted and the people that feedback often have negative feedback because you don't often hear from the people that, that want it. So there's a lot of silent people that haven't actually spoken up that continually send emails or contact the Gawler, Hindmarsh Island ward councillors speaking about this. So we're not Adelaide. We're a developing region. We need to invest funds to develop our region, for the economy of our region. This town has so much potential, but we really need support of all of you here to help realise that potential and bring the potential that this town could be. Again, I appeal to you about the younger people in the region, the people that need hope for this region, that need vision. If we were to knock this on the head, it quashes that vision. It stops us from, you know, bringing that culture into the wharf as well that we really need, and to show that our visitors that come to our region how important our culture and our river and that connectivity and that activation for our region is. So I think I've said it all. I just really want to appeal again on the economic, social and environmental side of this, not just the interest increase in rates, and consider what our community want. Our community want this. Our community have identified this in our KPIs of the A2040 plan. We need to do and now vote on for our community, what our community want. Thank you.
So that closes the discussion. I'll just clarify that we are talking about top points 1, 2, option B plus B1 and dot point 3 with the little addition on the end of it. So I'll put the motion to you. All those in favour? Against? That is carried. Division. So Councillor Scott is calling a division. Just remind elected members that a division is a new vote. I'll ask all those voting in the affirmative to please stand. That's Councillor Farrier, Councillor Keeley, Councillor Carter, Councillor Maidment, Councillor Stewart, Councillor Rebick, Councillor Cummins and Councillor Gardner. Thank you. Would those voting in the negative please stand? That is Councillor Scott, Councillor Lewis and Councillor Bradford. It is carried. Thank you. And I think that is our last item that brings our meeting to an end. That was a complex issue to discuss with many, many factors involved, and so hopefully we can get on with the project. Thank you.